Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor's Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your personal questions. And today, the phone lines are going to be open, so you can call 800-930-2819 if you would like to talk to us. And some of you may, because my guest today is Zoe Kelly, and we're going to be talking about some of the changes that have been going on in our lives and all around us on the earth and all those different types of places. So welcome, Zoe, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Okay. I am a psychic. And I have been doing readings. I'm a clairvoyant. So I see, hear, feel, and know. And I've been doing this for 23 years. Eight and a half of those years were with various police agencies. And I also did 2.5 years here as a resident psychic on a local radio station.
Very good. So,
yeah, my passion is my work.
Well, you know what? I think it's the passion for most people who are psychics. You have to be passionate about it, or else you wouldn't really want to do it. So when we're passionate about it, I know that you've been aware, and I'm sure it's your psychic awareness, of different things going on with people in the world today. Would you like to talk about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. What I'm noticing is the change, first of all, in people. And a lot of this is people that I observe in the store or things that I see or a lot of my clients calling in. They're calling in and they're saying, there's something going on with me. And I say, well, what's going on? And they're like, I don't understand. I've been a devout Catholic my whole life. And now all of a sudden, I want to get into Buddhism. And is that bad? And I'm like, no, you're just shifting spiritually. That's all that is. And so I try to explain to them what's happening is we're shifting from an old paradigm into a new paradigm because Mother Earth herself is making her shift, which in turn is part of the galactic cycle. I mean, all of this was written long, long ago, and all of this is happening now. And Mother Earth herself we're seeing volcanoes, hurricanes, fires, flooding. And to me, that is Mother Earth, in a sense, going through some labor pains herself of birthing into this new reality. But the good thing about it is it's really waking up people on a spiritual level, because before, where there was no community, whenever you have tragedy, that brings people together. And it awakens people.
That's a very good point. And I think that's the point we can see happening in Puerto Rico right now, is that people really have to come together and help each other out. Not only that, I know that they're sending down all kinds of electrical teams and crews from the New York area where I'm from. And so they're sending lots of people to help as well. So this is very important. Yeah.
So you can see how everything is becoming a big community, because really what this is all coming down to is it's not just who's helping who or what race is what race. There's only one race, and that's the human race. And so what's happening is spirit is letting all of this take place so that we can make this shift and get into a higher dimension and literally go from being in our physical to being into the spiritual level. But we'll still be in our physical bodies.
Yes, and I've heard some people say that we're actually going through a vibrational change, which is helping, yes. Which is starting on kind of a cellular type of level.
It is. So, yeah, what I tell a lot of my clients, if you're having weird aches and pains, I know a lot of them are experiencing like memory loss. They're calling me going, what is wrong with me? It's just like my brain isn't working. And there's that part of that shift. It's literally happening with our physical bodies as well, because our physical bodies are carbon-based, but what's happening is they're shifting over to a crystalline-based. And that's obviously something that can't happen overnight. So it has to happen very gradual, as this process is very gradual.
Can you talk a little more about the crystalline-based?
Mm-hmm. Basically, what's happening is, so we are in the third dimension now. And so the best way to describe the third dimension is it's material, okay? It's very material. It's very non-spiritual. It's old ways. It's the old paradigm. And so what's happening with all this shift in the on the earth, and this is also, affecting everything galactically, because we're kind of the center of the storm right now, is while the body is dense and heavy, as we're shifting into a crystalline, we're going to become lighter. So basically, we're going to become of the light, but yet we are going to have physical bodies. And that's why you're seeing a lot of people flip out, a lot of people not knowing what to do, because these energy downloads is what I call them. They come in and they can create anxiety, depression, all kinds of things, because it's literally affecting the physical body.
Yes.
And that's part of the shifting.
Yes, I've heard that the physical body is changing, but also what's really interesting that you mentioned material culture. I mean, historically, that's what spiritualism, with its belief in spirit and the spirit world, was trying to fight against materialism. And today, it seems like we've gone to an extreme in materialism. Would you agree?
Yes, because, even if you look back about 10 years ago, it seemed like it was all about keeping up with the Joneses or being the Joneses. And now people they're downshifting. They're going, you know what? I don't want this big house anymore. I want an easier, simpler life. And they're getting more and more into their spiritual self. And that's what this is all about, is opening up to spirit and realizing that the whole purpose of ourselves is not to live from the outside within, but from within to the outside. Does that make sense?
Yes. And the other thing, this is just a random thought, but one of the things I keep thinking about is with all of the incredible loss people have had, with especially the hurricanes and things, the people have lost everything. So the only thing that's really left for them is their families and their own spirituality.
Yes. Yes. And so therefore, it's in a sense, it's forcing them to literally kind of, in a sense, realign with the divine again, to find that God purpose, to find that alignment with spirit.
Yeah, because that's all they have left.
Exactly. And, you know, it's happening all over. So many people are being affected, whether it's through natural disasters or people losing their jobs or people getting sick. A lot of this is happening to a lot of people because it's just waking everybody up. And obviously, you know, the divine / spirit knows exactly what each person needs to go through to align themselves. And a lot of times, you know, I mean, if you look at history itself, evolution comes through great stress.
Oh, yes. I mean, that we know from spiritual teachings. We know mm-hmm. that it is through difficulties and through traumas and through different types of events like death of a child or a loved one that tend to wake people up and make them more spiritually aware.
Yes. And also, too, a lot of people that have a lot of paranormal, like I've had a couple clients call lately that said that they have seen people standing in their room at night and it's really frightened them. And I believe whenever you have any types of those experiences, that's also to awaken you as well, to get you more into spirit. Because whenever you go into that fear mode, it's so natural for us to, the first thing we do is to call upon God and ask for help.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
also
what all of this is about. Yeah.
But there's also a lot of people that just don't understand the spiritual awareness of things. So when they see something they can't explain, they're automatically frightened instead of, you know, accepting it.
Yes. And that's part of what the shift is about too, is getting out of that fear.
Yes, absolutely.
And knowing, and just having that knowing that the divine always has your back, or the universe, however you know you want to see it, has your back, that you are protected, and that we have way more power than we think we do. Because if you look at it, we are actually children of God. So we're creators, just such as the divine is creator. And when that, and fear itself can be such a motivator as well, too. So if you're living in a lot of fear, it can get you to have that personal change that you're looking for. A lot of times, you know, when fear comes up, it's a sign of change.
And
something's getting ready to happen.
With that idea of fear, I think we're just about coming up to our first break here. So I want to tell our listeners that please do call in if you have any questions or problems or you're fearful about anything. Please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and we'll be back in a minute.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor's Show, and the phone lines are open. Call 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to talk to us. And my guest today is Zoe Kelly, and we have been talking about the changes and the earth changes that have been going on. And we also mentioned that sometimes people get a little fearful, especially when things start to change. So, Zoe, what have you noticed that people are doing to alleviate the fear and anxiety?
The first thing that I'm noticing is that they're taking back their own power. They're looking at things that are going on. But when you see all these disasters and you hear all these stories, it's very hard to not empath on it, to not feel for everybody, because it's sad. And it can put a person into fear. But you first got to start by looking at it from an observational level so you don't hook into it directly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's separate the problem from the, try to separate yourself out from it emotionally. So that you can look at the issue.
Absolutely. You can send love, you can send light, you can say prayers for them. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to do. I mean, if you can't be there and help, then by all means, send love and light to wherever and whomever needs it. But the thing is whatever it is that you believe is going to be so. And
yes.
If you're in fear and you're constantly thinking about fear, you're going to pull those things towards you.
That's
so
right.
Everything you think about and everything you feel eventually becomes an experience. Because when thought and emotion marry, that is creation. That's how we create. And if you look at it instead of going, okay, I'm going to get out of this fear base and I'm going to look at exactly what it is that I want and I need to get to the level I wish to be at, first of all, I'm going to change my beliefs. I think that's the most important thing to start with, is what I was saying before. Know that the divine has your back. If you catch yourself in a negative thought, stop it. And instantly go into a positive thought. And it's work, not kidding you. It's not something that, you know, you're going to do overnight. But it's something that you practice at and you change those patterns.
Well, it's very important to change those thought patterns because natural law tells us that positive things bring positive things back to us and negative things bring negative things back. So if somebody's always negative, they're going to always have negative things happening around them. Conversely, exactly. If you're positive and you send love, like you said, then you're going to bring positive things to you.
Exactly. So, for example, if you're sitting in a coffee shop and you've got one person on one side of you and one on the other, and one's funny and happy and cracking all these jokes and they're just an absolute pleasure to be around, and the other one's negative and cranky, well, which one are you going to want to hang out with? You're going to want to be hanging out with the funny person unless you're miserable yourself, because, you know, that old saying, misery loves company.
That's true. That's true.
So a lot of it is, you know, this is an individual basis. This isn't like a group thing. I mean, we all have our own private journeys to go on. But collectively, we're all kind of, in a sense, doing this at the same time. Not everybody is going to make the shift all at once. And not everybody wants to make the shift. There are those people that just don't want to change. There are those people that just don't want to put the work into it, and that's fine. That's their choice. And again, it all comes down to choice. Do I want to be happy or do I not? Because I can be going through a hard time, but I can still choose to be happy.
Yes, and there, if you can put a positive spin on something that's negative, you're going to be much better off. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. To me, it's just like, if you have something tragic in your history, in your background, in your life, and if you can take that and look at it from a different perspective, I believe it changes the energy from that moment that happened. It changes you because you change the way you feel about that experience. So if you lost someone that you loved very much, instead of still being in the grieving process or being angry because you lost them because that was unfair, you could go back and you can look at it and go, I am so grateful that I got to have that soul in my life. I'm so grateful that I got to meet that wonderful human being. And so what happens is when you constantly think about that and you change the way that you're looking at it and you're shifting the way that you're believing at it, it shifts this whole band that's in between then and the now, and it actually changes things. It literally will change your life. It's kind of like going back in time and fixing things. It actually does work. And then all of a sudden you're not wrestling with your past so much.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, people can do it. And I think about all of the parents who've lost children, and then they've discovered the spirit world, and they can communicate and speak to their children on the other side.
Yes.
And it does. It brings them all kinds of new hope and awareness to their lives.
Yes.
So it becomes a blessing. Yes.
Yes. Because for one thing, the bonds of love, they never stop. And so I've actually had a few friends that have lost children. And all of them have had visitations from their kids. And all of them have had positive visitations from their kids. And they all say the same thing to them. I'm happy. I'm okay.
Yes.
And it does make the person much more spiritual. And I've noticed that my friends that have lost their kids, it's literally changed their life so much that they're out there creating these amazing groups and creating these amazing,
connections. I mean,
connections, yeah, to help other people. Like one of my friends, her son died of cancer. And so now they've got this wonderful foundation about helping kids make their wishes come true when they're dying. Because that was something that was really big with her son. So it opens up to help other people too. But then again, you know, we could go into the soul contract thing too. I mean, it is my belief in the time that I've done this work is that we choose when we go. And that's something that we have pre-written into our life. And I look at it as it's kind of like school. You only need so many credits to graduate. That's why some are here 2 months, some are here 102 years.
Yeah, well, they say that there is a contract. You kind of make a contract when you come into the world as to when you're going to leave it as well.
Yeah.
So, coming up. Yeah, we're coming up to another break. Do you have a last word on this until we break?
No, go ahead. Let's see if we get any callers.
Okay, yes. And we'll see if we can get some phone callers. And the telephone line again is 1-800-930-2819. So please call in if you'd like to talk to us about all of these various changes that are going on today with people and in the world. And we'll take a break.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And we're back the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And I just want to remind you that this show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. My guest today is Zoe Kelly, and maybe Zoe would like to give us her web address at this point. Zoe?
Oh, yes. It's Zoe Kelly, so ZoeKelly.net, and that's my website.
And what type of services do you provide for people?
I do psychic readings. I do motivational speaking. I do life coaching. I do some paranormal stuff, although as time progresses, I'm just kind of getting less and less interested in that. I'm getting more into kind of being the midwife for spirit, so to speak, is what I feel like what they're doing with me, or what my purpose is at this point, is really helping people to transcend from the old and go into the new.
Yes, and our phone lines are open if someone wants to call in and ask about all of this. And the number is 800-930-2819. And Zoe, I think this idea of being a spiritual midwife is really interesting. Can we talk a little bit more about that?
Sure, absolutely. So many people are confused right now because, one, we're changing. And we're changing on every level. We're changing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Our etheric bodies are changing. The earth is changing. I mean, basically, if you look at it, it seems like everything is kind of cuckoo for cocoa puffs. And it is. But it needs to be, because everything is being upheaved. It's kind of like when you dust a table, right? It makes a big mess when that rag hits and all that dust goes everywhere. But then it settles back down. But that's the whole idea, is to re-stir the pot and to have things settle back into a different place, into a better space. And that's part of the spirituality, is reconnecting your soul back into the divine. And the easiest way to start with that, if that's something that you're really ready to do, is you just simply ask. They hear us. And you just got to ask. You just got to say, hey, I'm a little confused, not quite sure what to do. Can you show me the way? Because when you ask your guides, your angels, the spiritual beings, the divine, there's a energetic exchange that they get when they help you. So if you need help, you simply just say, hey, I need help. But you got to ask. But one thing that I've learned is keep it simple. You don't want to put in semicolons and make it paragraphs. Just straight and simple. Hey, I need help with this. And the shorter and the sweeter that you make it, and you do it with gratitude, they hear you and they'll answer you.
Well, I think you mentioned two important things here. You mentioned the idea of intent, of actually asking spirit for help. Mm-hmm. Which is really, really important. And you also mentioned the aspect of gratitude. And I think that that's something a lot of people need to think about a lot more. We've lost a lot of the gratitude and a lot of the niceties that used to exist in earlier times. And just even saying thank you to someone. I know every time someone holds a door for me, I purposely make a point of saying thank you. So we need gratitude.
I do too. You know, it's pretty wild. I was in the store the other day and I actually had my bag tear. And my cans were rolling everywhere and it's just like, oh. And there were two people on each side of me. And one actually kneeled over and was helping me grab my stuff. And the other one just looked and walked on by. And so I was like, oh, boy, you can tell where each person is on their journey. And, you know, I was very grateful for the person that actually stopped and took the time for me to help me. And it was really neat because there was a very energetic exchange there. You can just feel this, hey, thank you. That was really cool of you. And they're like, no, it felt good to help. And it was just a really beautiful exchange. And when you have that, you leave the store and that energy still stays with you and it spreads out.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think that that's a really good point, is that something people can do is just little kindnesses to others that they encounter in store or around town or wherever they
happen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just the smallest, kindest act can change someone's day, which therefore could change their life. I mean, how many times have you genuinely really smiled at somebody and you didn't know, but they were on their way to go home and end their life? And just that smile that you gave them changed that perspective right there.
Yes. I mean, that's yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea, is changing your perspective on how you look at things. Because if you look at it and go, man, we're living on a really crappy planet and life sucks and blah, blah, blah. Well, if that's your perception, that's what you're living. But if you believe, hey, you know what? I can change for the better and I can make a loving difference. And you know what? I'm going to. And you just do those little things. You see such a dramatic change in your own life. Better things come your way. Higher vibrational people come your way. Lower vibrational people that you used to be around start falling off. And it's just amazing how just changing your perception, changing your belief, and really coming from within your heart space. Because like I tell all my clients, your heart is the best GPS you'll ever have.
Yes, that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. You know, and I also tell people that, you know, if something doesn't feel right with you, then it probably isn't.
Absolutely. Pay attention to those feelings, because how many times have you heard someone say, oh, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that, but I went ahead and I did it anyway. And that's the thing, is listen to yourself. Listen to your body. Let your body talk to you. Because a lot of times we get stuck up in the monkey mind. And monkey mind don't work. But if you just slow your roll, because there is a lot that's going on that can be total full-blown rock and roll on the emotions. But if you can just slow yourself down and just go, okay, I'm going to feel. And I'm just going to feel out the situation. You'll get your answers.
Yeah,
you'll get your guidance.
Yeah, I also tell people, and you're basically saying this too, to sit down and be quiet and let these
stay
things
in the now. Yeah,
come into
your
mind.
I think the most important thing is to stay in the present, because the past is over. You know, we've learned from the past. The now is really our future. So if we can start creating a better feeling person now, that's going to become our better person in the future.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And helping one another is so essential. I mean, just help other people. Stop and help someone who has a flat tire. Stop and help the little old lady that's having problems getting those groceries into the car, because it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's the whole idea.
It really makes you feel good to help others. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm a huge, huge animal advocate, and I always tell people, if you can, get a shelter dog. You know, those dogs are literally going through so much stress and so much heartache. Bring one out. Save a shelter dog. I mean, it's things like that that make such a dramatic effect, because I myself have a shelter dog, and they are so grateful. It's like they're so much more grateful because they've already been in the system and they've already been through the stress and the heartache, and so they appreciate you so much. And it's really amazing. And they're such amazing teachers too, because, you know, they call dog man's best friend, right? But if you spell dog backwards, what do you get? You get God, right? Mm-hmm. So if you watch your dog they are always in the present moment. They're always still. They're always calm. Everything is just happy. I mean, their perception is just amazing. And it's the same thing with small children, too. They're not freaking out what's going to happen tomorrow. They're, all they're concerned about is what's right in front of their face right at that moment.
Oh, yes.
And, and so they're such amazing teachers. They really are.
Well,
I mean, they're
pets are just an amazing teacher for us about love, because their love
absolutely.
Is unconditional. It's really wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if a good friend of mine once said to me, you know, if we treated ourselves the way we treat our friends, we wouldn't need any.
Well, I have to tell you a funny story. My friend keeps telling me that when he comes back, he wants to come back as my dog because the dog is treated so well. He's like, I want to come back as, is my dog's name is Mavi. I want to come back as a Mavi dog so that I can get all this love and attention like you give to Mavi every day. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He is a wonderful.
Absolutely.
And he is. And I mean, if you really, the pets are just, they just love you and you can't do no wrong in their eyes. So if you can try to look at yourself through the eyes of your pet, then
absolutely.
You're in good shape. And we're coming up to our third break here. And I'll tell you, we're listening to the Psychic Professor Show. And we are here with Zoe Kelly. And if you'd like to call in and ask any questions, you can. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, thanks a lot. We're going on break.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. My guest today is Zoe Kelly, and we do have a caller on the line. We have Carrie. There, Carrie?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Question? Yes.
Yes, I do. I'm really enjoying listening to your show in regards to the rebirth and how everything's laying out pretty much in the world, or a lot of it in the United States, which is what we are seeing. I wanted to know if do you think that a lot of the things that are kind of panning out right now in the United States, do you think that it's actually going to like burst? It's kind of like a bubble that's like inflating and inflating, and we're all like holding our breath and like wondering what's going to happen. Do you think it's actually going to burst, or will it continue to inflate for who knows how long?
Zoe, do you have an answer to that?
Yeah. First of all, I feel like, you know, it's a cycle. So it's not like everything is going to happen overnight. And we're probably going to see more things happen and experience more negative stuff. But in return, that's also going to create more positive stuff. But it's funny that you were saying, you know, the United States, because the United States itself, it needs a lot of work. And there's a lot of energy, especially around the United States right now, that has to change. I mean, we're a big part of that shift. We're a very big part of that shift. And
right, because it's... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, honey.
I was going to say that it seems like we're advancing, but when you really look at it, you know, we're actually not... I mean, we're... Just like everything, you know, you take a few steps forward and then a few steps back, but it's like everything's mm-hmm. under a microscope, and then you're really kind of like dissecting everything, and you're like, wow, it's not the way we thought it was.
No, we're awakening into a whole different reality. I mean, I think, you know, when full disclosure happens, a lot of people are going to be left with their mouths hanging open, because there's so much going on behind the scenes that we don't know. For one, because so many people are walking around with their eyes closed. One, because they don't care. And two, because they don't know any better. And three, it's just not time for their awakening yet. But,
mm-hmm.
but the United
very
States itself.
Yeah.
Yep. You're very correct on that one. Yes. It needs a big change. And but people are really pushing, though. They really are. And I do think that we're going to start seeing more and more people are going to be let loose of their chains, so to speak. I think things are mm-hmm. going to start finally lifting for people in 2018. I believe they already started in 2017. But I think in 2018, a lot of people are finally going to be set free. They're going to get out of that financial burden that they're in. They're going to finally find those relationships that they're seeking. They're going to find the better half that they're searching for. And all of this mm-hmm. is designed so that vibrationally and on a frequency level, we get higher and higher and higher, because we need to take this to a higher level. I mean, Mother Nature is just not going to sit around and just let us keep continuing to act the way that we have, because the old paradigm is not working anymore. And that's why all of this stuff is happening. And so we're going to see a lot more before we actually get those really big, solid changes. But there's more people waking up out there than surprisingly, I think more people think, which is good.
Right.
Because
then,
the more the more awakened, the more, you know, you can spread the word and everybody starts awakening. But if we all wanted to, I mean, literally, we could change the vibration of this entire planet in one day if we all just got on the same frequency and vibration and just all as one just said, let's change this. It could be done in a day. But as we know, human beings.
It's also just the fact that if we all start thinking more positive, that's going to put out energy that's going to change the world for the better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always going to be negative, always, because, you know, you got to have that contrast. Contrast is what teaches us what we want. You know, sometimes the world gives us things that we don't want. And really, it's not the universe is punishing you or picking on you. If you really look at it, it's a gift, because it's basically saying, you know what, I love you so much. I'm going to show you all your crap, and you're going to see all the things that you don't like so that you're so very clear on what it is that you do. And then you can start letting go of those old things and going forward. And like I like to tell people, if you want to be happy, then you just choose. You just, I want to be happy. And if you really want things to start happening in your life, you be ready for them. Because you can sit there and talk up a storm and go, oh, well, you know, I really want this and I really want that. But then if you look at it, are you ready? It's the people that are really ready to move forward. The people that are really willing to go, you know what? I'm so tired of being stuck in this corner. I'm so tired of being stuck in this life that I don't want, that I'm actually willing to get hit by a bus to take that chance. And those are the people that their lives are going to start changing. Because when you're really ready, then things really happen for you.
Yeah. Am I still on there?
You're not on the fence anymore. Yeah, you're still on.
I wanted to add something. I think a lot of the powerful people that are pretty much in control, mm-hmm. I think with the younger generation that starts to get into those positions, hopefully I think that's going to help push the consciousness, because they
are absolutely. The
ones that are more conscious than the old, because we have a very old generation running the country, which are making the decisions, and it's all powered by money and greed, which is a very old, an old set of mind. And the new generation,
exactly.
I think they're going to be the ones pushing that consciousness out.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, too, is if you really look at the little ones, they're coming in different. They're coming in much higher vibrationally. They're coming in, I think, one of the most interesting conversations I've ever had was with a 10-year-old little girl. It was one of the best conversations I ever had. And it was actually more intelligent than some of the adult conversations that I've had with people. These kids are coming in different. These kids are coming in already awakened. And they
right.
know this. They're coming in to change this place, and they know it.
And with that,
they know it.
Carrie, I hope we answered
Thank
your
you
question.
So much.
We're just about towards
yes,
the
yes.
end of the show right now.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Carrie.
You're very, very welcome.
Have a great day.
I just wanted to say, you too. My thought for everybody is that instead of looking at your cell phone and your text messages, go out and look at nature and some of the birds and try to enjoy those things that are naturally around us all the time. And I think that will help to make you feel better. And Zoe, do you have any final words?
Yeah, I mean the magic of Mother Nature is simply just that. It's magical. I mean, that is, Mother Nature is one of the greatest expressions of the divine. And if you want to be in the divine, I mean, you have the divine inside of you. It's not outside in, it's inside out. We already have the divinity within us. It's just tapping into it and letting it be free.
Letting it flow. But with that said,
absolutely.
Yeah, with that said, I want to thank you, Zoe, for being my guest today. And that's
our
show for today. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.